This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is meeting with a team of negotiators in Saudi Arabia working to establish a ceasefire in Gaza. Speaking in Riyadh today, Blinken urged Hamas to accept Israel's proposal to secure the release of hostages and pledge to keep up deliveries of humanitarian aid to Palestinian civilians.
The most effective way to address the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, to alleviate the suffering of children, women and men, and to create space for a more just and durable solution is to get the ceasefire and hostages home.
At least 22 people were killed in a series of Israeli airstrikes overnight in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. The attack comes as Israel considers a ground invasion of the city, which has been a refuge for Palestinian civilians. Protests against the war in Gaza are intensifying on college campuses across the United States, with hundreds of arrests made over the weekend. In California, pro-Palestinian demonstrators clashed with pro-Israeli protesters at UCLA. Steve Futterman reports from the campus.
There were some tense moments here as pro-Israeli groups held a rally adjacent to the pro-Palestinian encampment, which has been here since Thursday. The two sides were separated by metal barricades and security officers, members of both groups yelling at each other.
Take off your mask, you coward!
Ben Cady was at the pro-Israeli rally. He said to counter the pro-Palestinian groups.
We need to show the people of the world that Jews are no longer passive and will not stand by idly.
There were several skirmishes. Some punches were thrown before security stepped in. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
Stocks on Wall Street opened higher this morning as Tesla makes new inroads in China. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose more than 100 points in early trading.
Tesla shares opened higher after the electric car maker won a conditional green light to offer its self-driving technology in China. The news comes after Tesla CEO Elon Musk paid a weekend visit to Beijing, capital of the world's biggest auto market. Also shaping the stock market this week, earnings reports from Coca-Cola, Apple, and Amazon, as well as a news conference Wednesday by Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. Unionized auto workers have struck a tentative deal with Daimler Truck that calls for pay raises of more than 25% over the next 4 years, along with cost of living increases. The agreement, which still needs ratification, avoids a potential strike at Daimler Truck and bus plants in North Carolina. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. At least 40 people are dead after heavy rains caused flash flooding in Kenya. Rescue operations are underway in areas surrounding the capital, Nairobi. Thousands of homes have been severely damaged or have been washed away. Heavy rains have also battered Kenya's western region. Domestic violence in Australia has been declared a national emergency. Scott Maiman reports it comes after a weekend of rallies calling for government action.
The rate of violence against women in Australia and soaring fatalities in those incidents has led to a series of peaceful rallies across the country.
Enough is enough.
That chant was echoed by hundreds at rallies in each state capital city. A growing tally of women have died in Australia at the hands of former or current male partners. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese spoke of action.
We need to change the culture. We need to change attitudes.
The Prime Minister is holding a special meeting later this week with government leaders to devise an action plan to address the problem. For NPR News, I'm Scott Maiman in Canberra.
The San Diego Zoo is preparing to welcome a pair of giant pandas. Their arrival is part of an ongoing conservation effort between the United States and China. The zoo said U.S. officials recently visited China to meet the pandas. An exact date for the handoff hasn't been set. On Wall Street, the Dow up 96 points. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.